Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Talk Sport.
This is the Talk Sport Hit. I'm John Jackson with Fern Buckley, and there's only one English team left in Europe, and it's probably not the one you're expecting.
Andre against Martinez. Martinez saves it and does a victory dance in front of the Lille supporters, and for the first time in 42 years, Aston Villa are heading into a European semi-final.
They'll play Olympiacos for a place in the final, and with four-time European Cup winner Unai Emery in charge, you wouldn't bet against them at this stage.
Mo Salah gave Liverpool early hope against Atalanta in the Europa League, but nothing else followed as another farewell trophy slipped away from Jurgen Klopp.
Liverpool are out of the Europa League at the quarter-final stage. A wonderful victory for Atalanta and Gianpiero Gasperini. 3-1 on aggregate over two legs.
When you win a tie against us 3-1, especially this way, you deserve to go through, absolutely.
In the same competition, West Ham were a goal away from levelling their tie against Bayer Leverkusen after an early strike at the London Stadium.
But the German champions are unbeaten this season, and they weren't going to give that up very easily.
They stretched that run to 44 games, despite having looked for so long on the night that that run was going to come to an end. But it's Jeremy Frimpong's equaliser late on the night that provides Leverkusen with the draw, and across the two legs provides them with a 3-1 victory.
3 years in Europe's been fabulous. Three quarterfinals, we've won two out of the three quarterfinals. Tonight we came narrowly close to doing it. So I've got to say, I think that we've had three fabulous years, and I'm hoping that there's still a chance that we can make it four.
Elsewhere, you've already been to your last FA Cup replay. They've been scrapped from the first round next year, and the decision has not gone down well at all.
We've had them for decades, and this was always a way that the lower league clubs make money. You'll remember when the big clubs used to pay the smaller clubs to move the games to their home grounds, just so they had that advantage and didn't have to go through that replay.
That's what one of the fans who called TalkSport thinks, and those involved with lower league clubs aren't impressed either. And just because Sheffield United are in the top flight, it doesn't mean their manager Chris Wilder isn't worried by the announcements.
As always, the game is dictated and dominated by the big boys, and the big boys don't want FA Cup replays, do they? There'll be an argument that they're bringing all the money into the game. Being a traditionalist, you know, what does that do to non-league clubs?
So is this the beginning of the end for the oldest domestic cup competition in the world? We asked former Crystal Palace owner and TalkSport pundit Simon Jordan.
I certainly hope not. If the Premier League has its way, yeah, because the Premier League doesn't care about it very much. It still has great lustre, it still has great tradition, and you start to take away all the tradition in something, you're left with nothing.
This season's semi-finals take place this weekend, and both Manchester City versus Chelsea and Coventry City against Manchester United are live on TalkSport. The weekend's live sport gets started tonight from 7:30 on TalkSport 2 with Wigan Warriors versus Castleford Tigers in the Super League.
TalkSport.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Britain feels broken, but how do we fix it?
Westminster just doesn't seem to have the answers, but we have found some people who do.
Join me, journalist Becca Hudson.
And me, the former MP Ed Vasey, for How I'd Fix.
From the price of a pint to the housing crisis, this is the show where we take an alternative look at the problems plaguing the nation.
And hear practical solutions from those in the know. Catch new episodes of How I'd Fix wherever you get your podcasts. Rebuilding Britain starts here.